Hello?
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call back with customer support. You left your number.
Yes. I would like to know if they're going to reverse the charges on my account where they took money out for no reason.
Can I have your zip code, please?
52301.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your first and your last name?
Pam Johnson.
Okay, and thank you. Can I have you verify your address for me?
497 West Main, Marengo, Iowa.
Okay, thank you for the information. One moment. And I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
And I'm still here. Thank you for holding. One moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had got into our contest to win the cruise set.
We got what?
You enter a contest to win a cruise set, pots and pans, for $574 on November the 28th. With this, we give you a $100 voucher that you can use online in our online gadget store, but you will be billed around $67.32. You called in on December the 5th, which is today, to close your account.
Yes, I did not even order that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department for further assistance. One moment.
Just watch it.
And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously and that we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct?
Okay, what charges are you talking about?
Did you enter a contest to win pots and pans on November the 28th?
Okay, I answered a survey for Kohl's. And that's it. I did not enter a contest. I answered a survey, which
that's
to me
correct.
Is a fraudulent thing.
So
to
when you did
fraudulent.
That, that's considered valid charges.
Okay, so I need to have this canceled because I think this is a fraudulent act by answering a survey.
Okay, so we close your account on today.
Okay, so there will be no more charges?
That's correct, no more charges.
And what happens to the $67 that was paid for no reason then?
You already paid that.
What good is it if I didn't want it?
Okay, so
I entered the Kohl's information. So is there anything coming of that or nothing?
Okay, so we give you a $125 gift card, and we send that to your email on November the 28th that you can use online in our online gadget store.
It still seems fraudulent. Like the whole system seems fraudulent. Does that make sense? You answer a survey, you're supposed to get something in return and not pay $67 a month for something. That just seems fraudulent.
Okay, so your account is closed, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?